Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting second. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Fothergill scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener strikes out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wahlberg, and towards Dykes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch takes first base on ball four. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Galloway applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamar hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Welch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Welch moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-1 in the game. Poole hits a line drive towards first. Blue catches it and steps on first to double up Perkins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into center field. Simmons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Haney moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards first. Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale juggles the ball. That's an error on Hale. Haney scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fothergill goes all the way around to score. Heilman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Blue reaches second base with a double. Heilman scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway strikes out. One out. Bing Miller pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hale hits a fly ball. Hale hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Cobb is chasing the ball. Hale rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Mickey Cochran now catching. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haney moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale juggles the ball. That's an error on Hale. Haney scores. O'Rourke moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Welch strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-2 in the game. Poole hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitehill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Al Wingo pinch hits for Bob Fothergill. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cochran for a passed ball. O'Rourke moves to third. Wingo moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive towards short. Galloway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Wingo now playing left field. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a line drive into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Welch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-4 in the game. Tavener bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whitehill hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0 for 3 in the game. Poole hits a line drive beyond second. O'Rourke can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 3 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Poole moves to second. Walt French pinch runs for Jimmy Fox. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Hale reaches second base with a double. Poole scores. French moves to third. It's 6-3, Tigers. Ken Holloway now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. French scores. Hale moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, Tigers. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.